Campus FM jippreżenta 50 u waħda. L-istorja ta' Malta tul dawn l-aħħar 50 sena minajnejn il-Malta Historical Society. Prezentazzjoni u produzzjoni Sergio Grech. Inselmilkom u nilqakom għal programm ieħor minn din is-sensiela 50 u waħda. 50 u waħda hija opportunità biex nisimgħu sensiela ta' lectures organizzati mill-Malta Historical Society inkella l-isem tagħha bil-Malti, Soċjetà Storika ta' Malta, li organizzat fl-okkażjoni tal-50 sena mill-kisba tal-indipendenza u li matulhom is-soċjetà permezz ta' diversi mistednin nistgħu ngħidu li studjat diversi suġġetti kif żviluppaw mill-aħħar 50 sena l-aħħar 50 sena. Mhumiex bl-ebda mod xi talks jew xi taħdidiet li jmissu mal-politika partiġjana assolutament le, imma huma opportunità biex aħna niskopru ftit lil nfusna fl-arti, fil-kultura tagħna, fl-arkitettura, fid-disen u dak kollu li għandna madwarna. Fil-fatt semmejt id-disen is-suġġett li serin nisimgħu dwaru llum huwa id-disen dan huwa suġġett ġdid, suġġett innovattiv nistgħu ngħidu fl-istorja tagħna, ma tantx nistgħu ngħidu li nkiteb dwar dan is-suġġett anki hawnhekk fl-Università ta' Malta saru wkoll numru ta' teżijiet, però l-ammont ukoll huwa limitat, per eżempju Vanessa Camilleri kienet għamlet teżi dwar id-disen tal-billboards, Davinia Brincat dwar id-disen filateliku, u kien hemm teżi oħra wkoll mill-Eleanor Mifsud dwar l-influenza Ingliża fuq id-disen urban. Kif qed taraw dawn huma wkoll suġġetti wiesa u suġġetti differenti li jaqgħu taħt din il-kappa tad-disen. Fil-fatt f'din is-sensiela ta' lectures kien ġiet ippreżentata lecture minn Stephen Vella li kienet maħduma flinkien ma' Melanie Mizzi għalkemm is-Sur Vella kien dak mitkellem dwar l-istorja tad-disen f'pajjiżna. Però qabel ma nisimgħu din il-lecture jagħmel sens anke li nintroduċu il-kelliem tal-lum. Stephen Vella fil-fatt huwa direttur tal-MCAST Institute of Design, huwa gradwat mill-Università ta' Malta, studja wkoll fil-Falkirk College of Arts tal-Iskozja u kif ukoll għandu degree il-Henley School of Management. Ta' lectures fil-graphic design u kif ukoll fil-fotografija. Xi ħaġa interessanti dwar Sur Vella li huwa wkoll serva fuq bosta bordijiet tal-gvern u NGOs u jirrappreżenta l-MCAST fil-Valletta 2018 Foundation. Il-paper li huwa preżenta kienet miktuba wkoll flimkien ma' Melanie Mizzi. Melanie Mizzi hija deputat direttur u lecturer fl-MCAST Institute of Art and Design, hija wkoll assistant lecturer fl-Università ta' Malta, gradwat fl-istorja tal-arti u l-lingwa taljana mill-Università ta' Malta, kisbet ukoll MA fl-Strategic Innovation and Future Creation. Din il-lecture ġiet preżentata l-ewwel darba fil-pubbliku fit-13 ta' November tas-sena 2014 fis-sala Ser Temi Zammit f'dar il-Mediterran għall-konferenzi. Mela Stephen Vella jitkellem dwar kif żviluppa id-disen mill-indipendenza sal-lum.
Thank you very much for inviting us to share some thoughts about post-independence design in Malta. But actually, very little information exists about Maltese design in general. The aim of this paper is to try to define the evolution of design in Malta since its independence, with the view to a cultural, social, and economical driving forces that inevitably influenced the evolution of design in Malta over the past decades. Design may be described as a category beyond categories, in that it permeates all that is man-made, while design is generally attributed to something that designers do. It is also something that is all around us. At the same time, it is challenging to pin down one definition of design. perhaps even more so today, as debates rage on about a variety of issues such as the dissolution of boundaries between art and design and between sculpture and architecture. Charles Ames postulates that design is a plan for arranging elements in such a way as to best accomplish a particular purpose. This positions design both as an intellectual endeavor, as implied within any form of planning, as well as a problem-solving enterprise. In line with its purposefulness, since a search for a best solution to a given solution. Indeed, the boundaries of design are limitless, as are the boundaries of problems. In view of the vast territory claimed by design, it was decided that, for the purpose of this paper, a number of categories be identified in order to maintain cohesion. These include architecture and interior design, fashion design, product design and graphic design, branding and communication. Design education has undergone an exponential growth over the past 10 years. From the handful of artists studying art and possibly studying abroad through a scholarship, over the past decades, hundreds of students have been following various design programs of study. This also reflects the paradigm shift towards an economy that is based on knowledge criterion, and which therefore also necessitates a robust creativity sector to stimulate innovation and growth. Design is as much an agent of change as it is a reflection of its context. As human beings evolved over time, objects and environments have been developed to accommodate their needs vis-à-vis their progress and advancements. Design is thus inextricably linked to the wider context in which it operates. The shifting political and ergo social and economical status of the Maltese Islands in the 1960s led to a cultural shift towards design awareness on multiple levels. Malta's new status may be said to have sparked the entrepreneurial spirit of the Maltese, such that individual ventures and self-initiated projects began to emerge in all sectors. From the pre-independence uncertainty of the Maltese constitution referendum in 1964 to the final move to actually becoming an independent state, Malta experienced a wave of change in various sectors, including design. The radical and wide-ranging economic restructuring following Malta's independence from Britain in 1964 included the cultivation of tourism as one of its pillars, on the one hand, and manufacturing on the other hand. This opened up a plethora of problems requiring well-designed solutions. The newly acquired independent status brought with it the urge to mark this seminal turning point in our national identity by a new visual symbol. The idea was to do away with the pre-existing graphic imagery associated with Malta, namely the eight-pointed star and the George Cross. While both symbols were eventually still included in the final emblem design, they were regarded to a position of lesser import. On the one hand, the design of the emblem of the Maltese Republic, which was inaugurated in 1975, is the work of then-student Edward Abela, who won a competition instituted for the design of the new Maltese passport. The brief for this competition, launched by Esprit Barthe amongst his art students, required entries to include the Maltese dicer, the two farming implements, a shovel and a winnowing fork, possibly the sun too. It is interesting to note that the government instituted this competition only for one art class group, rather than opening it to a national level. Another change in government in 1987 brought along a revamp in our national emblem to one more simplified with the intent of marketing the islands through a new, fresh image. The Maltese identity, with its multiple facets as experienced by foreigners, is perhaps a great part defined by the frontliners of the tourist industry in the form of a national airline. It is telling that the eight-pointed cross has always featured in the branding of Air Malta, in what seems to be an everlasting link to to the past as a nation ruled by others. Indeed, such symbolism permeates several national organizations, perhaps most notably the public broadcasting services, as well as the majority of sports and other associations. The same can be said for the George Cross, which also seems to be inextricably linked to brand Malta, and hence the Maltese identity. Similarly to what had happened with the independence emblems 50 years back, the ingrained resistance, verging unto fear, to take on challenges when it comes to designing major projects that may also contribute to the development of the Maltese identity, seem to have persisted even until the present day. In the case of our national airlines, the new brand identity, which was unveiled in 2012, was entrusted to an international creative company. Equally worth noting is the fact that even when it comes to designing the face of our capital city, in the front of the city gate, the entrance, once again, this major project was assigned to an internationally renowned architect. Although mainly renowned as artists, one must recognize the importance and input of early pioneers in the development of Maltese design. The post-World War II modern art movements brought together names such as Josef Kalleja, Antonin Glot, Envin Cremona, Esprit Barthe, Frank Portelli, and Antoine Camilleri. Thanks to scholarships awarded for achieving the high level of distinction at the National School of Art, artists could further their studies and practice abroad, usually in Italy or in the United Kingdom, thus gaining exposure to the awareness of aesthetic developments on an international arena. The international art scene was undoubtedly influential in the artistic development of these Maltese practitioners. Most of them were taken in by Impressionism and Cubism, whilst stylistically speaking, had taken Europe by storm. Other examples of such influence is clearly evident, among others, in the works of artist and designer Frank Portelli, whose early artwork recalls the Impressionists. This eventually gave way to Cubism idiom, which Portelli introduced into Maltese art. Similarly, artists such as Antoine Camilleri, Envin Cremona, Esprit Barthe, and Vincent Tapap returned from their visit abroad armed with an arsenal of stylistic and formal devices, including Cubism and Abstractionism. An advert of early campaigns such as those produced by local produced beverage Kinney show inclinations also towards pop art. The contemporary built environment in Malta has all too often been regarded from a utilitarian perspective rather than an artistic one. Stylistically speaking, post-war architecture design has been lagging behind by international standards, with modernist idioms being applied to various extents in the 1950s and 1960s. Post-independence Malta experienced what Richard England described as a cultural revolution that ran in parallel with the economic boom that swept the country. Malta became an attractive prospect for tourists in the mid-1960s, with a significant growth registered in this sector through the next decade. This called for the design and building of hotels. Architect Richard England alone designed 12 new hotels in the 1960s, such as Ramla Bay Hotel in Marfa, Dolmen Hotel in Aura, Cavalieri Hotel in St. Julian's, and Salina Bay Hotel. The construction of new hotels brought about by the economic and tourist boom at the late 60s and 70s also led to a need for the design of interiors of these buildings. Exemplary to this practice was artist and designer Frank Portelli, who was entrusted with several interior design projects for hotels, restaurants, nightclubs, and other establishments, such as La Stella Band Club in Victoria, Gozo, Piper Club Nightspot, Collier Tavern Restaurant at Pinto Stores. Architect Richard England was one proponent of architecture that respects Malta's traditional stone-based heritage, thus helping to preserve the island's identity. This was a fresh approach by comparison to international style, modernist architecture, which was often criticized as being too homogeneous and bland, and often lacking relation to the local context. Experimental and by Maltese standards daring, slant was adopted in the design of a number of church buildings constructed at this time, with Manicata perhaps being the most emblematic example of the church of the third millennium. Other innovative church buildings include the St. Therese of Tilizo Sanctuary in Birkaka and the parish church in Fgura, dedicated to Our Lady of Mount Carmel. Such architecture exemplifies an attempt to temper modernism so as to respond to Mediterranean regional context. With regards to fashion, the concept of fashion design as known today is arguably a recent phenomenon. One can safely say that in the postmodern, post-independence period in Malta, there were tailors and seamstresses rather than designers, as the local industry tended to technical proficiency over creative endeavors. More recently, a handful of fashion designers, exemplary of whom are Charles Sandron, have taken the helm of the local fashion design scene, garnering international awards and reviews. Developing a hub for fashion design in Malta is challenging due to a lack of education structures. However, a broad-based design programs available locally are reaping their fruits even in the fashion arena. Some young and upcoming designers are already making a name for themselves, both locally and abroad. Among others, one can mention Seth Farrugia, Carla Grima, Rosemary Abela, Ritian Zamit, and Caroline Healy. It is worth mentioning that the Malta Fashion Week has become an item on the local events calendar and is an attempt to satisfy local interest in the field. Graphic design, branding, and communication. Graphic design is generally linked with advertising and mass media communications. This design field within the local scene is also scantily documented, and most information had to be collected from companies that came into existence in the late 50s and 60s. Advertising companies such as BPC, Perfecta Communications, Crown Limited, and MPS began to emerge in response to a growing demand for branding and advertising campaigns, while most imported brands brought with them their own campaigns. Soon enough, local distributors had to acknowledge the need for advertising materials that was congruent with local culture and mentality. Aside from private companies and consumer products, newly established government and non-governmental organizations, such as Malta, necessitated the development of their branding and corporate image, which in turn also played a seminal role in the development of our national visual identity. Nowadays, graphic design does not only revolve around branding, editorial design, and design for print, but it is also expanded to cover, among others, digital media, screen-based design, and three-dimensional and motion graphics. As has happened in several other fields, digitization has disrupted the way graphic design is practiced, instigating a shift from drawing boards and letterset typesets to monitors and digital fonts. Following initial resistance, graphic designers are now embracing greater control of the production process to their creative ideas. Product design. In this area, perhaps one should distinguish between product design for industrial use and traditional craft products. The latter, perhaps, is what has typified Maltese design up till recent times. Artisanal products such as filigree, jewelry, glassware, lace doilies, clocks known as Arlogita Lira, and so on, are all evidence of Maltese craftsmanship ingrained in our cultural traditions. From a largely agricultural-based economy in the 1960s, Malta shifted gears towards industrial development following the free trade agreement with the European Union, which was signed in the 1970s. Malta began to attract foreign companies such as Merit, Brandstetter, and Tolly. While this was very encouraging from an economic perspective, these companies generally imported the design of their products, possibly due to the lack of trained designers at the time. It is very positive that nowadays a number of manufacturing companies should employ teams of locally trained designers in their product design and development departments. During the first 15 years, the growing momentum in the field of product design for industry is beginning to emerge and make itself felt a bit quietly. Therefore, design in Malta should, in theory, have a brighter future, especially as a result of the establishment of fully-fledged facility targeting specifically design education. Design education then and now. Educational programs focusing on design have been introduced in Malta in the past few decades, thus lacking behind with respect to European counterparts, such as the Bauhaus in Germany and the Wiener Werkstätte in Vienna, out of which emerged some of the most avant-garde designers and creative productions. Prior to the establishment of formal design, education and training, anyone interested in pursuing a career in design would be guided to following a fine art course. Thus, the government school of art in Valletta was of seminal importance in the nurturing of art and artists, who would eventually be engaged in designers for various commissions. These artists grew to take on the role of designers in the 50s and 60s, receiving commissions for design of monuments, stamps, interiors, book covers, and so on. However, it is telling that no formal education institution or program of studies focusing on design existed before the setting up of the Art and Design Center in Valletta, which opened its doors in the early 80s. The Art and Design Center left its mark on Maltese design as it nurtured a new crop of designers such as Carlos Cambry, Alan Piscopo, Mark John Borge, and Duncan Bone, to mention a few. When eventually MCAST was founded in 2001, the Institute of Art and Design was one of the first institutes to be integrated in the college, merging together the Salvatore de Mec School for Craftsmen and the Art and Design Center. The MCAST Institute of Art and Design has recently expanded the range of programs it offered in view of changing industrial requirements, thus adapting to the global shift towards digitization. This has also focused a shift in education paradigm, which has seen crafts giving way to the more design-oriented approach, that it is more conducive to securing employability. The University of Malta has recently launched postgraduate programs in digital arts, thus filling another gap in the local design education. Such initiatives augur well for the development of a cohort of trained and qualified designers and towards the professionalization of the designer as an occupation. The investment in education and specifically in the development and delivery of programs targeting design and the creative fields is now reaping its fruits. The development and promotion of design education programs has brought with it an overall increase in the awareness of aesthetic principles among the general public. Indeed, one may go as far as drawing parallels between the growing craving for design amongst the Maltese public and increasing graduates in architecture students from the University of Malta and design students from the MCAST Institute of Art and Design. This has spurred on creative students and educational institutions to organize exhibitions through which to promote their creative work. Through the launch of the Malta Design Week in 2011, Malta could finally boast its first national platform for promoting design in Malta, even though this event is still not exclusively dedicated to Maltese design work per se. In parallel to the Malta Design Week, a number of other exhibitions promoting design have taken place in recent years. As conclusion, culturally, Malta has retained a provincial and insular mentality, which has tended to create fear among those working in the creative industries, and in particular fear of sharing knowledge and fear of joining forces. Such close tendencies are unacceptable in today's open society. However, this may be attributed to the economies of scale, which lead individuals to act in such a proactive manner. Nevertheless, with the opening of markets through online business models, the limitation of size is ceasing to be a constraint in this regard. Perhaps the essential difference in the role of design as it evolved over the past 50 years lies not much in the developmental variations in style as in the shift in paradigm. 50 years ago, local, political and economical changes were the main catalyst of design, as new needs for branding, commodities, packaging, hotels, identity created gaps in the market that necessitated an urgent request for then budding creative industries. On the other hand, in the past decade or so, a marked shift has occurred as design, creativity and innovation has become in themselves the driving forces for economic growth. In turn, this calls for sound educational frameworks for the formation of professionally trained designers who can permeate the local environment with the culture of design. While trying to string together elements of design, Maltese design, it is hoped that, more than anything, this paper may spur further research in the subject in order to possibly try to reach a more cohesive and comprehensive perspective of Maltese design and its exponents. In the course of this research, it has transpired that the role of designer has, in the past few years, became more defined and distinct from that of the artist. This is in great part the result of a growing cohort of trained individuals who one can call professional designers, even though the identity of these individuals often remain hidden behind the names of the organization with which they work.
Smajtu 50 u waħda, program fuq Campus FM li ġublilkom mill-Malta Historical Society. Prezentazzjoni, produzzjoni, Sergio Grech.